Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. Hi, everybody. Guess who I'm with? He's handsome. He's smart. He's tactile. But he doesn't feel very good today. His name is Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm so sorry food betrayed you.
I know. I'm taking this job too seriously because I'm actually on the Leah path right now. I have crazy food poisoning at the moment. And the worst part of it, because like last night, the sounds coming out of this body, I didn't even know. I felt like I was possessed. But the worst part is that while I was going through this hell and continue to go through this hell, all I could think about was Leah. All I could think about was Leah in Thailand, crying, getting an IV. And then I was sad because I was like, I want an IV. But instead, I just have to lie here. You know, I'm just languishing.
Where's my Pepsi to come take care of me? Like she said multiple times, like the second I saw Pepsi looking at me, I just knew I was safe. Like, where's that for you? You know,
I don't have it because Dom's out of town. You know, normally Dom would be my Pepsi, but I'm just going through it right now. I'm just trying to stay. Of course, when I get sick, I'm like a big wallower. So I really wallow. And I usually try to like.
It's built into our nature. That's how men are when we get sick. We're like, oh.
I know. I'm just like, I'm in full wallow right now. And I'm like, oh God, help me. But I'll get through it.
It's great because we are doing girls' trip today, so you can wallow as much as you want. You know, you'll never be worse than Leah, you know? And I want everybody to remember that just as a bit of self-help. No matter how sorry you're feeling for yourself today, no one is more annoying about it than fucking Leah, okay? So just keep that in mind. Well, welcome to the show, everybody, today, barfing or not. all of those with normal stomach privilege, welcome today as well. Yeah. We are back on tour this week, so Ben will definitely be eating his saltines because the 21st, guess where we're going to be in Toronto, okay? Yeah. You know what they say, sold out, but it looks like we've got like 15 tickets left. So keep going to buy them. So, and if not, just show up. Okay. We'll figure it out, people. And then the next night, the 22nd, we'll be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a super fun week for us. Then in May, on the 11th, we're going to be in New York City at Town Hall. It's going to be a great show. It's a big show. It's on Broadway. Come, New York. What the hell, New York? Come. And then two nights later, we'll be in Washington, D.C. at Lincoln Theater. Then to finish this all out in June, we're going to do San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you find our bonus episodes and our on-demand video episodes. That's where you can see our beautiful faces. Okay?
Yes, not right now.
Yeah, this week we'll probably do something like Top Chef or Summer House or Below Deck Sailing, something like that. One of those, because that has to be one of those, actually. And final announcement, it's Dwell Hello Week. That is our House Hunters and House Hunters International podcast here on Wondery Plus. So if you're already subscribed to Wondery Plus, you see it in your feed. If not, get subscribed. What are you waiting for? Okay. So anything else you want to open with today, Ben?
No, I just, you know, I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be alive. Here.
Okay. I'm happy to have gotten through the night. Yeah. Girls.
Answer. How are you?
I'm
not dead.
Exactly. So, it's Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. This is the penultimate episode, I believe. And
it is the penultimate.
Wow. Yeah,
it is. It's almost
it's
over.
It's an ultimate pen. Almost over.
A lot of controversy about this season. I noticed people in the comments are not loving it. You posted something on Instagram this week on our Watch What Crappens Insta, like, this season, bust or lust, or whatever you said. And I guess that's more of a Watch What Happens Live type, right?
Yeah.
Bust
I think
or
I said
lust?
Great or dud. Yeah. Great or dud. I wanted to hear what people had to say.
Pretty much overwhelmingly dud.
Yeah.
Dud won by like 70% or some shit, right?
Yeah. I'm sort of in the dud camp a bit. You know, it's fun to find humor with you in it, but I don't really feel like they're doing anything. I don't feel like they're having conversations that are like that interesting. Like, I feel like previous girls' trips, they kind of really peeled back layers and talked really what it was like to be a real housewife. By the way, there's also, on top of everything else, there's construction happening above my head. So if you hear any rumbles or drills or sounds, I apologize in advance. That's not my stomach. It's actual construction.
Are you getting bigger toilets in there?
So, you know what? That would probably help.
you're getting toilets for your food.
I had a leak during the LA blizzard.
Still this fucking LA blizzard leak. I can't with the LA blizzard. So dramatic.
I know.
The town is so dramatic. You did not have a blizzard, LA.
Okay. I know.
Just get the fuck over it.
It was the food poisoning of weather, and it happened. And so that people are in here right now, like finally fixing the ceiling.
It was a week and a half matzah. It was a week and a half old matzah soup.
The matzo ball soup. That's what did me in, guys. I hate to say it. Did me
yeah, I mean, I love it, but you know, I think I'm, and so are you, so we're old enough, but I think the reason I love it is because I'm old enough to remember back when Housewives wasn't about anything. It was just like watching the Nature Channel. You would turn it on, there were some ladies kind of doing stuff, and not really. You're like, what are they? You know, first season of Orange County, literally nothing happened. It was just Vicky like putting things in filing cabinets. And Gina just moping around her house, insisting she's happy, which we know how that turned out. Nothing happened. It was like watching the Nature Channel. But now, you know, we're expecting them to just do a lot of stuff. And I mean, I laugh very loud, so I love it. I'm like, this is the most hilarious Nature Channel I've ever seen. I think it's really fun. But
yeah, there's definitely like very funny moments. They're very funny moments. But I actually almost wish that the producers would have faith in their stars that they've assembled, because they're all interesting and funny people. So I don't know why we need to have like this incessant lineup of activities. You know, I would actually much rather them just hanging out and we just like watch them hanging out and talking and having very natural fights, etc. But you know, the fact that there's, you know, there was like the elephant volleyball thing, and there's just like one thing after another where you're like, oh gosh, it's like pole dancing, pulling out all these like very tired activities that I'm trying to have like a really good attitude about. But I got food poisoning, guys. I can't be watching tantric dinner while my stomach's rumbling. Okay.
Yeah. I don't need to think about you fucking while I'm trying to eat. You know what I mean? Like, I separate those two.
Yeah,
I separate fucking and eating. I know not everybody does. Hey, to those
some
of
would
you
say they're with, one and the same.
Yeah, to those of you with your kink, with your eating while you're fucking kink, that's great. You know, good for you. Glad you can juggle like that. Personally, I like my fucking and my eating separate. Also, I don't want to think about Whitney fucking Justin ever. Like, I don't care if I'm eating or not. Really, don't need to think about you. Really, anybody I know. None of my friends. Not that she's my real life friend, only on TV, but
yeah.
I won't think about anybody I know. I want only like strangers who are working for their rent on the internet. That's the only people I want to see fucking, okay?
Yeah, it's like if you go to the gym and you see like someone changing, if it's a complete stranger, it's like, oh, whatever. But if it's someone you know, it's like so awkward, you know?
Also, the controversy this season has really ticked people off. I mean, people are so mad about this, like Giselle being mean to Pepsi, and they made Pepsi cry, and then they're attacking Giselle for making Pepsi cry, and this and that. So that's kind of where we start this. I mean, by the way, I thought it was hilarious, so I'm not mad.
Is it?
So there you go.
Is it possible we're also just all getting trolled by Pepsi? I sometimes get the feeling like he's just like a local Thai actor who's leaning into this role. I don't know. I have to say, no, I love Pepsi.
I saw him. I saw him on. He did some like little Instagram clip or something like that, and I think he was working on a boat, and he was like in a little uniform shirt. And he's like, hello, it's me, Pepsi. I just wanted to reach out to all my fans. I've got so many new fans. And I just wanted to reach out and say, hello, it's me, Pepsi. You've brought me nothing but love and graciousness. And I give you nothing but love and graciousness back. Thank you, fans. And I was like, what are you on the balcony of Evita? He's like,
yeah.
People of Argentina.
All right. Well, that's a redemption arc for me because I was starting to get suspicious of Pepsi. I was starting to be like, is this all an act? Is this all, have we just been bamboozled by Pepsi, charmed by Pepsi? But that sounds
like a cruise ship worker who's newly obsessed with his newfound fame. So okay. I bought it.
Well, that's good. Well, we're seeing flashbacks of Pepsi's crying at the beginning of the episode. We're seeing flashbacks of this like tequila fight between Giselle and what's her face? Oh, this is gonna be me all day. What's her name? What's her face? What's her buns, as you say? Candace. And we see flashbacks. That's the trauma that they all went through today. And now they're all putting on makeup. And Heather pulls Porsche to the side and is like, hey, do you want to take a shot? I have a bottle of Class A Azul that I stole from Giselle. Just want to take a quick shot. Just kidding. Oh, my God. I just made a joke with one of the alphas.
Yeah. And Pepsi's like crying in the diary room. And they show him like sitting behind the bar crying because of all these accusations of who is stealing and stuff like that. I don't think that, you know, just responding to conspiracy theories on the internet. I don't think he stole it. I don't think that's why he's crying. I don't know that he thinks that the staff stole it and that's why he's crying. But we have to remember this is a different country. We don't know what the penalties are for stealing. We don't know what could happen if somebody does call the police and what could happen to the staff or any of that. And now I know I sound like a drama queen. I'm just saying, that's so considerate of you. It's actually not me at all. I just read it on Reddit, where I get everything, as you know. I read that that theory on there, and I was like, oh, my God, totally Team Pepsi now. Because before, I was like, what are you fucking crying about? This ain't your show. I was kind of like Giselle, like Giselle's response. Anyway, we'll get to that. So Giselle is talking about how she's in a bad mood. I don't want to fight. I don't want to curse. But when all is said and done, I need y'all to tell me who took my bottle. And production's like, okay, Giselle. She's like, I'll drop it for today. Because probably production's like, if you say one more thing, they're calling the police. Okay, we need to drop this.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, it's just not the sort of argument that they can really build a whole series off of, you know? So they're like, we need to move forward. So, Giselle just wants to know who has the bottle. And then Leah's hugging Pepsi because she feels better now. And, you know, because she has a Pepsi in her life that can make her feel better. And Pepsi's like, girls, I have something to tell all of you. Okay, everyone sit down. It's like, everyone sit down. There's something I got to tell you. All right, everyone's sitting down. Okay. And just everyone starts ignoring him, talking over him. And it's like, come on, girls, come on. I got something to tell you now, girls.
Girls, sit your ass down before it's all done as hell. Okay, geez. So you sit down. Portia's wearing sunglasses inside. And I think Whitney is too, or she will be soon. Yeah. And Portia's like, my face is inflamed. So Pepsi takes the floor, and he's like, first off, I have to say, girls, I'm not happy. And Leah's like, are you having diarrhea? Like, are you having your diarrhea? Because that's, like, terrible. I have it right now, too. By the way, there's a tampon in the toilet with blood and poop. So just be warned. And Portia's like, there was someone here yelling at the house, and he heard it. And now he's upset, guys, because after you guys shouting, like 2 minutes later, after you shout and after you fight, 2 minutes later, you say, oh, give me a hug, girl, and you're hugging and you're kissing. What's going on here? Do you love each other or do you hate each other? We're a team.
Yeah, Pepsi is really confounded by, like, inconsistencies in the way everyone acts. He's, like, not really used to the fact that Real Housewives will fight really hard, and then they'll hug afterwards and be like, okay, cool, let's go to lunch. So Pepsi's like, he's like, well, I don't care if it's real or fake. I just don't care if it's for the real or the fake. And Portia's like, Pepsi, you better preach. You better preach, Pepsi. Everything I do for you, that's not fake. That is real for my heart.
She's got a fan. She's fanning herself. She's like, call on somebody, Pepsi. Let him use ya. So they start playing like churchy music. And he's like, what I do for you is not fake. It's from my heart. And he's crying. And they're like, we know, Pepsi. We love you. Pepsi, stop your crying, okay? You are at work, sir. You can't just work. And also, if there's someone working for me, which we all know there isn't, so this is all a pipe dream in the first place. I've always been in service. But if I ever do have an employee and they start crying to me and saying, we're a team. No, we're not. I'm paying you. Go clean the toilet. That's what I say.
Pepsi is actually just using the time-honored skills that have always worked on The Real Housewives, which is that when things get too intense, someone starts to cry. And start to, like, they just bring everything to a stop, and then they can always say, no matter what happens, we are a family, which is like the biggest band-aid of reality stars.
Oh yeah, we're a family. Like the every busboy who's ever worked at Applebee's knows that old speech. That's what they tell you before they go make you fucking dust the rafters for unpaid overtime. We're a team, Ronnie. We're a team. You don't want to be a bad apple, do you? Motherfuckers.
So Candace Giselle, is like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah. I love Candace being all formal. She goes, I will apologize to you personally because I know earlier I was yelling outside. It's just that I have a world tour coming up that I'm headlining and I just have to practice my vocals in some manner or fashion. Thank you. Thank you for being a vessel
for me. She's like, yes, Pepsi, I did leave here furious after screaming and yelling. But then I heard the traffic. Important. And Portia's like,
that was a food poisoned hearty chuckle.
That was a Kate Chastain LOL. So Giselle tells Portia, she's like, I'm not apologizing for fighting. And Portia's like, oh, I was gonna say I'm sorry, but I'm sorry because you feel this way. And then Leah starts crying and she's like, Pepsi, when I was laying there scared, I heard your voice. And it comes back to Giselle. She's like, he's not living here. This isn't his house. He's getting a check. Why the hell should I apologize to him?
And then Leah's trying to cry and have a moment. And then Portia just interrupts and is like, we do not want to offend you. I apologize if we offend you. And Heather's like, wait, stop. She's trying to have a moment. Leah's trying to have a moment. And Portia's like, oh, sorry, I didn't even hear it. Sorry.
And so Pepsi's like, all right, girl. Let me tell you one thing. Pepsi is always beside you. I was like, okay, Pepsi, that's enough. You're not Jesus Christ, okay? Let's look at some Pepsi taglines, because that's not even a good tagline. Pepsi is always beside you. Okay, there's the joy of Pepsi, or Pepsi, the choice of a new generation, or Pepsi, for those who think young.
Yeah, he could have used any of those, but he does say Pepsi always finds your solution, which is very lovely. And he's like, I love you all. I love you all. I'm always beside you and I find your solutions. I love you all. I love you. I'm like Siri. I just will find things out for you.
And Mary Sill's like, you're like our security blanket. Well, except you're not made of glass and filled with vodka. Otherwise. And Pepsi's like, you're in me heart. I love you. Go cry somewhere else. That's what I say. Okay, I'll leave your tip in the mailbox. Jesus Christ. I didn't come up here to clean up grown men. No, on the other hand, you guys made Pepsi cry. Shame on you. On the other hand, stop your sniveling.
Poor Pepsi. So, yeah, Portia's basically like, yeah, he thought we were just like normal vacationing girls, but we're Real Housewives. So, and Giselle's just laughing. She's like, Pepsi's not built for this. We need a Coca or a Sprite or a Class Azul bottle.
Leah needs a Dr. Pepper. What? So then Pepsi's like, so tonight we're going to have nice dinners. We're going to have nice cocktails. All right, lady, ready for tonight? And Mary Soul's like, hey, we're going to make some cockies now. So now we go to Mary Soul's cocky party because what else would she have? I mean, do we all just need to have parties based on our insecurities? Like, come on, everybody. We're going to have droopy boobs night for Ronnie night. Well, come on in. We're just going to eat too much Domino's and cry while we watch Netflix.
Well, it's just like, if I said that my activity was that we're going to have a poop and barf night. It's like, well, just because I'm talking about this a lot doesn't mean I actually want to do it as a leisure activity.
I know, but Leah would anyway. She'd be like, yeah. Party!
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Hello there, podcast listeners. My name is Justin Long. I'm an actor, but I also have a podcast called Life is Short. I've been doing it for a couple years with my brother Christian. We've been having so much fun, in fact, that we decided to do another one, a spinoff show.
We should say what the name is, right?
Oh, yeah, it's called Life is Short-er.
It's a very important part of this promo.
And that's my brother. That's him. That's Christian. And he, you know, he keeps me honest, and he is critical in a very positive way, I would say. He's a brother. He's my brother.
And I like to hit all the information. I like to hit all the points.
Yes.
And most important of which is the name of our spinoff podcast called Life is Shorter. It's a spinoff on Life is Short. So if you like puns and podcasts and brothers and us, then you might want to listen on Friday.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear more of this banter, check out Life is Shorter every Friday, wherever you're getting your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this.
So yeah, because it's evening time. This episode started in the evening already. So they're doing some cocktails, and Marisol is like, you know, she's like, well, I thought, you know, lunch was super heated, and I appreciate everyone coming here because maybe we can all get lit, okay? And I worked really hard to come up with a cocky menu, so I hope you enjoy it, you know, because like, of course, my event is a cocky event. You know, I used to be an event planner. It's not a party unless it's boozy, okay? Look at poor Leah. She's such a bummer. If she had a cookie, cocky, maybe, or a cookie, maybe she'd be more festive on this trip to Thailand. I'm like, you know, she's sober, right? Like,
that's terrible. Marisol's a horrible human being, okay? I don't care what anybody says. Like, look at Leah. Leah sucks because she doesn't drink. Now, that said, we've all seen Leah when she does drink as well, and she still sucked. So, you know, there's that. But still, you don't say that to a sober person, okay? Inside voice. Use your inside voice, you know?
Yeah.
And if you had an actual personality, you wouldn't have to try and steal your mom's shtick to stay on TV, you lame ass. And I can't believe you're making me stick up for Leah.
Well, you know, Leah, when she was off the wagon, probably was not a good choice for her to decide to go back to drinking on her first season of Real Housewives. But at the same time, if she hadn't done it, she never would have thrown a ravioli at Ramona. And I always think that's one of her greatest moments. a ravioli in a restaurant.
Well, you know, no, because remember in season one, we thought, oh, that personality all comes from drinking. What's she going to do sober? And then season two, she came in and she was still monstrous. I believe she still has ravioli throwing energy in her.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she might.
I mean,
She definitely had that moment where she just said in the middle of the scene, I'm bored with the story. So, I mean, she really doesn't give a fuck about what, you know, what people think about her. But she does at the same time. It's like she does and she doesn't, you know.
That's like me.
What we always
I'm
say.
Like, I don't she give rebels. A fuck. I'm going to say whatever I want. And then someone gets mad. I'm like, Ben, can you believe this?
I know.
It's the same kind of teenage energy, like where you just never fucking grow up. I think it's for people who fight with their moms. Like we get traumatized and then we stay in that same age forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably has a lot to do with mommy issues.
Yeah,
probably
I
all
think
wrapped
so.
Up in that. Well, either way, they're making cocktails. The first one's called the Extra Stiff Cock, and they're just making cocktails. Then they make something called the Porn Star, and
she says the Limp Cock is for Leah, which is funny because it has no.
Yeah, and so they're just like making cocktails. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it except they're making cocktails. And Candace is saying that Heather would do really well on OnlyFans with her booty. And Heather's like, honey, I will crack a watermelon with this ass. It'll just go boom. Okay. Okay. Does anyone know if the big dogs like that joke? Anyone? I can do it from the top.
So Marisol goes in to check on the food and she goes, oh, what's wrong with the pig? He's so flat. And Pepsi's like, that's the way we do it here in Thailand. She's like, oh, but it's so small. Okay, problematic. Get out of the kitchen. Okay, can this cast have 5 minutes without being problematic? So she leaves.
Why? Because she's being like ignorant to Thai culture and the way they prepare pig.
Yes, and he's like, this is how we do it. She goes, ew.
It's like
all of
so
Thailand
flat?
Does it wrong. Tell them. It's so flat.
Yeah.
So, and it's so small. So then she's like, well, I think many of the ladies know my mom from the show, and I think she's really great. So I wanted to share a little about her, even though she's not here. So we're doing a whole menu based on Elsa. Like,
All right. But then
that's
do we ever really see them?
That's a lot for me. That's a lot for me. I don't want to eat this either. Just like I don't want to have a fucking dinner, I don't want to have like a passed away parent dinner either. You know what I mean? Like, just can we just eat?
I mean, I don't mind like a tribute dinner. I'm okay with a tribute dinner. I think, so they decide to put it together. And then Whitney's like, I want cockies all night. If I'm not naked by the end of the night, then it's not a good night. I want cockies, lots of them. And Heather's like, well, if someone here doesn't wake up with a black eye, then we've all failed as friends. Okay, everyone, not to bring it back up again, because I'm not going to give you any more information about it, okay?
So Giselle's like, well, now they're all sitting for dinner. And Giselle's like, well, I know this is your dinner, Marisol. And Marisol's like, do your thing, baby. Go ahead, do it. She's like, well, I wanted to talk to you, Leah, because I said, ask Portia, and Portia's here. And you said that Portia said that she doesn't like you. And then we see the 2 hours earlier. Candace, why does Portia hate me? Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And Portia saying, I didn't say I hate you. We were at lunch, and Candace said you were talking about tagging you. And she said to explain myself. And I said, I didn't tag Leah because I don't like Leah. Leah's not my type of chick. You're just not my vibe. I didn't say I hate you. I just said I don't like you. And you're terrible. And you're not my vibe. And you smell funny. And you're gross.
And Leah's like, and I feel the same way about you. I mean, there's definitely a few times where I feel this energy. Like, you're like, I'm not down with you. But, like, I don't know what I did. And you don't have to explain what I did because sometimes people just don't like each other. And we don't even know each other. So I don't even care. I don't care. So Giselle's like, oh, but... did you care about her not tagging you? Did that make you cry? Did that make you think about your mother and your mommy issues? Do you want to delve into that right now?
I was like, yeah, because it's the elephant lunch. We talked about the social media element of the show and like how that's got a negative impact on us. And, you know, it sends a message. Was it cyberbullying? Probably not. But like, it doesn't match up with what you're saying. And then, first of all, I have to say, nice work on Leah staying sensible. In this,
yeah,
because Leah doesn't get mad and yell or anything. She's just like, one minute you're giving woman empowerment speeches, and the next you're being like a child in junior high, which I thought was right. Nice work, because now it's making Portia pissed off.
Yeah.
And then we see all the clips of Portia being like, I'm so glad we're all in this sisterhood. Yeah. And then say like,
it's a safe place.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Portia's like,
I have a response to you, Leah. Instead of poor Leah, Leah, bye. Leah, bye. You don't like me. I don't like you. Leah, bye.
Which I thought was kind of funny. It was funny the way she said it, but also it's kind of funny because, you know, Portia's vibe is like, look, no, there was nothing personal about it. I don't like you, so I didn't include you. And Leah's like, okay, cool. Well, I don't like you either. Well, bye. Leah, bye. Like,
Portia's bothered.
Portia. Yeah, Portia, you were the one who cast the first stone, but that's fine.
Portia loses because she's the most bothered, and I think she thought she was going to get to have a fun fight with Leah, and instead Leah's just rolling her eyes and laughing in her face. So yeah. I have to say, I think Leah takes this one. I don't think I've said that in years, by the way, but Leah takes this one. And Portia's like, you don't like me? I don't like you. And Leah's like, okay, cool. She goes, Leah, bye. And she goes, Portia, bye. She goes, Leah, bye. And she's like, Portia, bye. Leah, bye. And Giselle's like, okay, great. You're all byes. You're both byes. Okay.
It goes on for a very long time of them going,
Portia, bye. Leah, bye.
So Portia's basically like, she's saying that when Leah was talking, it was just too much. And when she was trying to get with this like housewives energy, Portia, I don't even know what
she
I'm
said. She's trying to get housewives energy from Portia. She's like, she's trying to get housewives energy from Portia. But even if she did get it, she couldn't handle it anyway. But she is getting your energy, you know. Yeah. She's getting your Leah bye. So Portia's like, you know, you need to be more part of the group because I don't feel like you're even connecting with anything since you got here. And what you're trying to do is create an I was there moment. Like, I was there because I argued with Portia, or Portia did this to me, or Portia did that to me. You haven't been doing a damn thing since you've been here, and you tell everyone they're boring. And Leah's like, no, I didn't tell everyone that. That was just one dinner.
Yeah, I mean, Leah's obnoxious, but I actually don't get the vibe from Leah that she's like, I'm going to go after Portia and like, get my like have like a scene and be popular again. I don't feel like I don't get that energy from Portia. I think
Portia's coming for her.
Leah is wrapped up in her own, you know, neuroses that she almost doesn't even have time or the ability to create a moment. I think she just like loses her mind. And like you said, I think it all comes down to her mommy issues. And, you know, once she gets triggered, she just goes berserk.
Right. Leah's moments on Housewives are never fights. They're never like, oh, there's no Leah quotes. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, there's no Leah quotes in the world that I can remember. There's only Leah threw a ravioli. Actions. Leah threw a tiki torch. Mm-hmm. Leah
got naked in the pool.
Yes, they're all action-based. They're all, you know, they would be written in action in a screenplay, not in lines. So, Portia, and also, I think if you want to start something, you don't start something with a boring person. Like, Portia, you're having this whole big scene, but Leah's boring, so you're only going to have a boring fight. This is going to go down as one of the most boring fights this season.
Right.
And that's saying a lot, so congratulations.
I mean, I actually am, I'm surprised because I thought Leah was going to get mad because Portia's basically saying, hey, you're like not part of the group. You need to participate in group activities. But like she's sober and they're doing, the group activities are like, you know, there was like the cocky making thing just 5 minutes ago. So I'm sure it has more to do with the fact that she's been sick, et cetera. But I was surprised. I thought that Leah was going to be like, but I'm sober. You want me to participate in activities when like I don't even drink? Da, 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 da. But Leah actually didn't fall for that one either.
Yeah. So Portia's like, Leah wants to smoke. Well, go get one of your cigarettes then. And Leah's like, which, you know, sad. So Leah's like, well, I'm engaging with the people here. I mean, I engage with Heather. I engage with Candace. I mean, do I have to like everyone? And Lexi's like, no, but she doesn't have to like you either. So don't forget that. And when he's like, Leah, I want to give you feedback that may help you. There's a lot of complaining, like I'm tired, or like I'm PMSing. Like,
why is Whitney yelling in sunglasses from the end of the table? Anybody?
I don't know. And she's like, it's a lot of this and that. And what the conclusion is that the vibe that you maybe put off isn't the vibe that you want to pull off. And Leah's like, yeah, my mom's a therapist. This is how I turned out. I'm expressive. That's just who I am. And Whitney's basically telling us, maybe this is how Leah is. Constant state of irritation. But it's absolutely not the vibe of this trip. The vibe of this trip is pole dancing tomorrow.
That's to get together and bond pole dancing and create meaningful relationship with poles.
So Giselle's like, I don't think there's anything to resolve here. Okay. I should have ended this fight when I said you're both bis. That's when it should have ended. And Portia's like,
let me be clear. There's no beef. We just don't vibe. We just don't vibe. And I'm not the only person here. I mean, who do you vibe with? And who vibes with Leah and who doesn't vibe with Leah? Raise your hands.
And Maricel's like, well, Heather's made an extreme effort to speak Spanish. And at the same time, we've had good conversations with Candace and enjoyed our time with you. But Candace, when we get in the group, you go crazy and you're so loud. And Candace is like, I'm loud. Really? I'm louder than everyone else. She goes, yeah, you're the loudest one here. I mean, is Candace the loudest one here? Hands up. Oh, thanks. And of course, it's the teams.
I just love it that they've just like pivoted this totally away from Leah. It's just Maricel wanted to say that Candace is the loudest. So Candace is going, false, false, false. And Maricel is like, yeah, but who is the loudest? Who's the loudest? I mean, Heather, please. I mean, are you already deaf all right with her? This is crazy. She's so
and
loud.
I have to mention, I said Portia's line wrong because she was saying, we just don't vibe. And listen, I'm not the only person here who doesn't vibe. Who do you guys vibe with and who do you not vibe with? So she was trying to turn it so that it wasn't only about her, right? She's like, let's just turn this into a really negative game. So Maricel picks Candace and Candace is like, well, the group is up Portia's ass. So of course they're going to say me. Portia's the loudest. And Portia's like, is everyone up my ass? Hands up, yes or no? And Maricel's like, I hope not. I don't want to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a... yeah, I don't want to be up that ass. So Heather is like, you know what? I came here to connect with everyone, which is funny because no one here is really connected about anything. We never really talked to each other, really. We just fight with each other. And the only one who I got like an automatic cutoff from was Giselle. One of the big dogs, one of the alphas. And when she said, I don't trust a word out of your mouth, I was like, man. And Giselle's like, well, it's not like I don't like you. It's that I don't trust you and what you've been saying, because since we've been here, it's been very flip-flappy, and it's this whole Jen Shah of it, that's all, and that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the whole Jen Shah of it all, which is weird. And so Candace is like, she's kind of talking lowly to Leah. She's like, when we were in the car, Heather was reaming out Giselle. I'm just going to wait and see if she'll be honest about how she really feels about Giselle. I'm waiting. And then we see in the car 5 hours earlier with Heather like, oh, you're picking me for a reason, Alpha. Well, I'll be quiet and I'll be small. And guess what? I'm going to still win because I almost Teresa Giudice Giselle today with that table. I almost turned it over right on her fucking head. And Whitney's like, why don't you say that in real life? So it cuts back. And Heather's like, listen, I think you can't get a read because you can't get a read on me because you haven't been open to me. And Giselle goes, you two sides. You're not open and I'm not open. We're both not open. And she's like, well, but when you said I was the number one suspect, I wanted to like throw my soup and flip the table and be like, I'm done. I'm not going to prove I'm here with good intention. I'm your number one suspect for the Clase Azul mystery. That's not cool. How many followers am I going to get out of this?
So Candace is like, wow, Heather's balls dropped. She's a full grown woman now. I'm so proud of you. You stood up to the neck. So Heather's like, it felt targeted and unnecessary. And I was like, you know what? I read the room right. She's not open to a relationship with me. And she laid it on the table. That Alpha laid it right out there. And Giselle says, well, we have 2 days on the table, so we can fix it. If you're open, I would like a do-over. So Heather actually somehow kind of, I think, caught Giselle off guard. And Giselle didn't push back or anything. Giselle was like, oh, sorry. Yeah, no, let's do a do-over.
And Heather's like, I mean, look, everything about me is open. I came in here with like this pick me attitude. And Giselle goes, but why? That's annoying. And she goes, I'm being open and vulnerable, Giselle. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just being me, Heather, normal girl, girl for all of the normal girls out there. All the girls who just want to be liked by Giselle. Subscribe and like.
You know, I was just an open book. I came in here as an open book, except for one small chapter about a black guy that you're not allowed to read. And Giselle's like, well, I'm sorry. Nobody's ever vulnerable around me. So I got to get used to it. Which I felt like was a dig at Candace.
So Heather's like, yeah, I'm even loyal to Whitney. Marisol says, well, yes, you know, the thing to me is you're loyal. I mean, I like a loyal friend. And Heather goes, yeah, I'm even loyal to Whitney. And people are like, why are you writing for her? She hates you. And I'm like, because she's blood. She is blood.
Yeah, by like a technicality. Like they didn't even know they were cousins until they traced it back. And they're like, oh, it turns out we have a great grandfather that connects us both. But it's not like they were raised together going to like, you know, Easter service.
And, it's ridiculous. You know. It's like every Lebanese person is related to F. Murray Abraham. You know what I mean? Or like Kathy Najimy. It's one of those two. Like, we're just so proud. We're like, you know what? I'm kind of related to Kathy Najimy. So tell your friends.
Yeah, my Jewish celebrity relatives are not really, they're not like, they're not big brag-worthy things. They're not like, it's like, guys, I am related to J.J. Abrams. It's more like, I'm related to Richard Masser, who was in the movie License to Drive. And George Burns was like my third cousin. And he was like,
that's pretty badass, though.
It is badass, but I was like 3 years old and he was 120 years old and I never met him.
Yeah, but you can see like the movie posters. You're like, oh, God. Wasn't that what it was called? So George
like, Prince? Hey, like, cuz. Oh, and I said, you know what? I will watch this movie and I will enjoy it because we are blood. We are blood. Okay.
Good night, so, George. Good night, Gracie.
So Portia is, now Portia is trying to be like self-congratulatory because she's like,
wow, see, like, look, we turned a pot. We took a negative moment into a positive moment. Thanks, me.
And Heather is like, I was raised that you have to go along to get along. And this is the first time where I've realized that I can be liked and have an opinion about something. I don't like that shirt. I don't like that shirt either. I don't like that shirt.
And Marisol's like, let's do shots. And Pepsi's like, let's do it, girls. So then they get up and Heather makes a cheers to Mama Elsa, and they do hugs and stuff, hug shots. And then Heather and Whitney start hugging, like, too deeply and saying sorry over and over. And Marisol's like, hey, guys, look at that. It's so beautiful. They're like, oh, my God, Heather and Whitney hugging. No, I meant my khaki. I left it on the table. Oh, they are hugging. Look at that.
It was nice to see them reconcile. But also funny to know that it would all be torn apart again at BravoCon and then later the reunion. I mean, that's the arc of these shows. You know, as soon they work so hard to get them to come together, and then in the moment that they do, Bravo just throws everything at them so that they become adversaries again.
But it's literally happened 5 times this season already, and we're only on episode 6. They keep saying, oh my God, I forgive you. We're cousins. We're sisters. Let's not forget it. And then the next minute they're like, but you and you.
Yeah. So, Whitney's like, we've been through so much this year together. We went to Scottsdale. That was a lot. And Whitney says, we've both been hurt, and we both hurt each other. And we have to remember, we are connected. We are friends. We are a family. We are a family. Okay, Whitney. All right. Come back
to us. So now it starts raining, and they're still hugging. And Portia's like, in the rain, it's a blessing. And so they, a bunch of them jump in the pool. And Heather's like, baptize me, baby. Baptize me. The popular girls are watching. All the red scrunchies in the pool.
They jump in, and then Marisol's like, oh, my God, the microphones. Oh, my God. Marisol definitely still has that energy of like, Miami may be canceled at any moment. She's already lived through Miami getting canceled. So she's like, don't give them a reason. Don't give them a reason. Save the microphones.
She's trying to like stand up for production so she can keep her job. Unlike Giselle, who knows she's not going to get canceled anytime soon, is like yelling at production. And meanwhile, Marisol's like worried. So she's like, save the microphones. So Pepsi goes, and it looks like he's going to try and save the ladies, but he's really saving the mics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone jumps in the pool, and it's a nice little ending to the night, right?
Yeah.
So Leah gets in the pool, and she goes, I would just like to note that I'm not complaining right now.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's the morning. And Giselle is telling Pepsi that he looks rested. And he's like, okay, thanks. So they're going to go to a temple today. And Pepsi is like trying to talk to Giselle because he's trying to figure out what the hell a tantric dinner is. And he's like going over with Giselle. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, well, tantric is another form of sexual expression. But yeah, I have no idea what this is. I have no idea. Like, and he's like, well, how about like, we'll get like a hot dog. And then, but no fork and knife, so you have to use your mouth to eat it. And Giselle's like, I don't get it, but yeah, I think we'll all learn together.
Yeah, so I guess it's too early for all this, Pepsi. Ah, get with me. And so Pepsi, Leah, and Heather, Pepsi's like, today is temple day. Now listen, girls, you've got to respect the temple today in your dress, okay? You can't just be wearing thongs everywhere, can we? Whitney, talking to you now. We know how you are, Whitney. And Heather's like, well, what about our fighting? And he's like, listen, I'm going to tell everybody, stop! Taylor, I'm strong enough.
Leah goes, love you. Pepsi goes, love ya. Love ya 3,000 always, always. So, meanwhile, Whitney's like walking around in a bikini top, and Marisol's like, you're not wearing that to the temple, are you? Like, are you? Are you bringing a pole, Dan? Are you bringing a pole to the temple?
Whitney's like, do you think they'll let me in? She goes, I'd let you in. And Alexi goes, I'd never let you out, looking like that. And Alexi tells us, I've never seen so many tits in one spot. Okay. She has a lot of projecting going on with Whitney.
I mean, have you seen the Real Housewives of Miami, Alexia?
Have you seen yours? Oh my goodness. It's like she's just anti a younger blonde lady or just maybe like another blonde lady with gigantic boobs. You know, I don't know what it is, but she seems to be really, really bothered by Whitney.
But well, Alexia also has like a reverence for sacred spaces. Like remember when Gertie took her to look at a former monastery or something, or a former convent to be a wedding venue. And Alexia's like, oh my God, oh my God. And she was like doing like the sign of the cross. She was like, no. So I think that's just like more of it here. And then Marisol's like, I mean, is that what you wore in the Mormon church? I mean, and then you're going to go to a temple in Thailand, which is even more strict. I mean, this is a wild banana time, huh?
And Lexi's like, girl, go cover up your tatas and let's go. So Whitney's like, I'm doing tonight. This is what I need help with. And it's really vulgar. Okay, guys? When people say something and I'm like, enough is enough, I always say, put a dick in their mouth. Ha! And Alexia doesn't laugh. She's just, oh, like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you didn't say that in the temple. And Maricel's like, oh, you mean like eat a bag of dicks kind of thing? She goes, yeah, but like tonight, what I need. Oh, my God, you need a dick? Is this what you're saying? Oh, if you told us yesterday, we saw the pinguita yesterday. Remember? Remember? We saw it. We saw it. We could have got it for you.
I feel like it's bad news when you're getting notes on your jokes from Maricel. Oh, like bag of dicks. Okay, you want, maybe you should use that one. It's a little more known. I don't know. You know, listen, you don't have. These are just notes. You don't have to. You don't have to do them. You don't have to not do them. I just notes.
So Whitney wants to get an actual dick to put in people's mouths when they're talking too much.
So put it in my mouth, my motherfucking mouth. So Whitney's like, she's like too embarrassed to ask Pepsi to get dildos, essentially. And Maricel's like, oh yeah, he gets real offended. I'm like, yeah, because you're in a different country with different customs and cultures. So Alexia's like, oh well, you know, at this point we all need a dick. We all need a dick, okay? Especially you, boopy face. Okay.
So now it's the breakfast table, and Maricel, of course, enters like, I need a cocktail. We fucking get it, dude. Calm down over there. And Lexi's like, listen, I never thought I would be like Maricel because she left the room with nothing. And I'm like, we need the OJ and the vodka. Look, I'm turning into Maricel. Look at that. I need a prop. I need a prop and a fake marriage. Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, it's infectious. My personality is so infectious. Everyone wants to be me. God, you're the envy of every female impersonator across the country because you get access to the real deal, honey.
Speaking of infectious, there goes Leah. So Leah like gets up and like covers her mouth and runs out of the room and runs past the breakfast room, and they're playing like wacky horn music, which is hilarious. They added some like nice Leah is sick clown music.
I was like, this is so overdramatic until I basically reenacted the exact same scene last night. I went down that path. So she runs off to go throw up. And Maricel's like, well, you know, she takes a lot of medication. Maybe it's on an empty stomach. Oh, maybe she's sick of not drinking. Am I right? Am I right, guys?
So the emergency worker comes into Leah's room and she's like, I'm weak and nauseous. And Candace checks on her and she's dry heaving. I just feel so nauseous. And basically,
she goes to try to throw up some more.
Candace is like, getting sick in a foreign place is terrifying. I don't know if it's something she ate or drank or if it's these evil girls making her sick, but I feel terrible for her.
Yeah, so the temple day was supposed to be Leah's big day, but she's going to have to miss out. So she's just getting electrolytes, which is probably something I need at this moment. And then Pepsi's checking in on her, and she's like, I'm just like, I'm dizzy, and I'm like nauseous, and I have like diarrhea, and a mom who just like doesn't get it, you know? Like, how many times do you get sick, and your mom says, well, get a job? Like, it just doesn't get it. So Pepsi's like, okay, well, great. So they did basically, she needs to go to the ER. So she heads off to go to the hospital.
Yes. And she's like cuddling with her little statue, like her little elephant saint statue or whatever it is. So she goes and they pile into the vans, and Portia and Giselle are like, Heather, get in with us, Heather. And Heather's like, what? Regina George just said, get in and let's go shopping. Oh my God, the popular girls. I'm going on this bus and I'm never getting off.
Well, so much for that personal growth last night. So then Portia's like, am I missing anybody? Oh yeah, Leah. That's right, Leah. So shady. Leah's like in the ER. She's like, we're missing someone probably? No, we're not missing anyone. So Leah's just like in her hospital bed, just with everything hooked up to her, just being, you know, miserable. And everyone else is arriving at the temple, which is like 500 years old. And the producer's asking everyone, you know, like, what do you guys think that Leah's up to? And Maricel's like, wait, Leah's not with us? Isn't she the one driving the car? Are you sure?
Dusty's like, this temple is over 500 years old. And she's like, looks even older than that. Needs tatas. It needs some Whitney tatas. Get them up there. This temple could look much younger. So we see pretty shots of this gorgeous temple and stuff. And next,
they go inside. They do like Pepsi's leading like a little. Their monks are leading a service, and Pepsi's sort of translating or guiding them through. It's actually an adorable and lovely little scene. And you know, and Portia saying that they've all been through hell. So she's going to bring united energy to the group. And, you know, she's just hoping that's what the other women are going to do. So basically, Portia suddenly remembers the persona she tried to adopt at the top of the season. Remember when this show began? She's like,
I'm just a fan now. I'm not a housewife. I'm just a fan. I can't wait to meet all these women.
And now she's just like getting in the mix of all of it. So now she's trying to be like, yeah, no, I just want to bring positivity now. That's all I care about.
Yeah. So they all have to give their intentions and they're all fairly basic. It's like, I want a healthy life. I want a happy life. I want peace. I want happiness. You know, every one of them would think they're like the rest of us. Money. Give me money. Here's your basket of toilet paper, tampons, and razor blades. And in return, I want some goddamn money. A lot of it, too. Okay.
Yeah.
So work then we see. Up. Yeah. So Pepsi's like, now take a piece of paper and your number and come over here, girls. I'll read your futures or whatever. So there's a storm brewing, right? So they all have to take these little papers out of what looks like old fashioned mail slots.
Yeah.
And they go outside with Pepsi and he's like, Giselle. He goes, Giselle, you've got the number 31. Let me tell you the truth, girl. Your husband or boyfriend in the future is always broke. She's like, wow, thanks.
No, thanks. Well, probably won't be dating him in the first place.
As dating really other- Jason, though. Does that mean Jason's broke?
And then Pepsi's to Candace is like, well, it's like you're all alone in the ocean, but you're a fighter. And of course, Candace pounces on that. She goes, preparing for headlining a tour has been lonely. Dealing with the issues that Chris and I have been through has been lonely. And that's very accurate. I am fighting in an ocean. I'm specifically fighting a large manta ray that's plaguing me, a manta ray called fame and fortune wanting to steal me away from this lifestyle. But I have to stay humble and grounded. Otherwise, this headlining tour, which I am headlining on tour, may never succeed. Hashtag headlining a tour.
So then he goes to Portia and he goes, Portia, not very good. You're going to be having a problem with a lesbian. I'm
like, what? Portia goes, oh. Oh, okay.
She says, if someone tells you something on the street, that's like, whatever, it's just the street. But word in the temple, I might get beat up for real.
Word in the temple. Word in the temple. It's so good. So they go back to the house. They're trudging back up the driveway. It's like, wow, why would they have a driveway? Can't even drive up on. And everyone's doing makeup again. And Whitney's FaceTiming Justin and telling him that, like, tonight's her activity. It's going to be tantric temptation dinner. And Leah's still in the hospital. And so Candace FaceTimes her. And Leah's actually feeling worse than she did before. And Leah's like, is it boring because I'm not there? Let me rephrase that. Is this like one of Alexia's stories about how her ex was closeted gay since I'm not there?
And Candace is like, there's no one to pick on, that's for sure. And she's like, oh my God, you can handle these bitches on your own. And then the phone freezes with Leah's face all miserable. Like, and yeah. Candace is like, cliffhanger, here we go. So then we're in the kitchen with Whitney and Peps. And there's this dude who's the chef. He's the tantric chef who's got like way too much. Well, I guess I shouldn't say too much sexual energy because he's the tantric chef. But he's like, hello there. Welcome. Let me show you the sexual tantric ingredients. Here's pea shoots, which represent penis shooting at little peas. Now get them inside of this snail, which is a vulva, and suddenly you can grow a little jelly belly, which is right here in the middle. What do you think of that? Anybody turned on yet? It's like, you get the fuck out of here, you fucking pervert. What, did you guys just drive around downtown till you saw somebody looking for too much change in their pockets and say, hey, you want to cook dinner for us?
Well, here, definitely stretching to make it all sexy. He's like, well, here's a curry paste. It took an hour and a half to grind that curry paste. It's all about patience and rhythm. Am I right? Sir, you made curry paste. Okay, you did not. Yeah. You did not fully.
Like, yeah, you got to grind it. Yeah, grind that curry. Grind
grind the curry. I was like, this is a stretch.
Yeah.
So Whitney's like, tantric isn't just about sex. It's about sensuality. It's about taking Hershey syrup and squirting it on Justin's back. That's tantric. That's life.
She's like, I'm hoping we can bond on a deeper level. And then there's performers who are going to do like sexy dances, teach sexy dances. And yeah. Pepsi's like, they have to come up with drink specials and stuff. And they task Pepsi with coming up with the sex drink. So he's like, this is my drink special. It's called Sticky in Me Hand. And when you finish, you use your towel to clean your hand. Okay, Pepsi.
Very sensual.
Too far.
Very That's sensual. Too far.
You jerked off in a closet is not a sexy drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, we just literally did this last night. So, yeah. So then everyone's like, wow, okay. And I guess there's a freak in everyone. So Heather's like, I think any man whose specialty cocktail is Sticky in My Hand has a secret naughty side. Such an alpha in the bedroom. Am I right? Oh my God. It's like Regina George learning about her secret kink. I love it.
So they have dinner and Jamie comes out and he's like, I'm your tantric shift for the night. Grind. Oh, did that curry. Anyone horny yet? A lot of aphrodisiac themed ingredients. For example, oysters. I was like, whoa, dug real deep for that one, Jamie. Fucking A. It's fucking hack.
So I love calling him a hack. It's like, we want to find a real tantric chef.
Yeah, so, this guy's full of shit. I'm not believing this for 2 seconds.
Well, also, like, I question his preparation because they present the oysters and Marisol's like, I don't know about this. This one's spread out like it's been all over town, which is basically like he butchered it while he was shucking the oyster. Like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, they're also gigantic. And so Whitney's like, when it comes to tantric food, it's about having the most pleasure in your mouth. Yeah, Whitney. Yes, I think we all get it, Whitney. So Candace is like, that's really good. And I think it's called Mian Cum or something. And Whitney's like, my cum?
Well, I never thought an Irishman would be making sexy food. Can't wait for him to start. So Giselle's like, well, I foresee his penis being long but skinny. Yeah. Marisol's like, hey, Portia, did you see that our friend Johnson has joined us at the table? Like, it's a dildo. It's a dildo. So they're all like laughing. And then the chef brings out this sort of phallic sexual looking thing, which turns out to be a banana blossom. So he's sort of playing with it and he opens it up and the little baby bananas. So it's all, that's like a little bit more sensual. I'm going to give him credit. There was some generally sensual notes. How is being pregnant
with octuplet sexual? No one is sitting there watching.
No one is watching him open this
mother banana and seeing hundreds of baby bananas and feeling sexy right now. I can tell you that much. Nobody.
Well, it was great to find out the origin story of all those bananas in the pajamas. So Portia is like, Portia's like, I'm going to be Googling that. Because she's like, I don't believe anything this guy's saying. So, So Giselle's like, so we and Marisol were talking and we think the chef's penis is long and skinny. I'm going to try to have this conversation a second time. Anyone want to jump in? Anyone want to yes and this conversation? Nah.
And Candace is like, well, I mean, there are extremities. He's tall, so that would make sense. And Alexi's like, oh, you know what? That's Leah's job to look at crotches. That's Leah's job. Let Leah do it. And Whitney's like, the most important thing is if they know how to use their noses. And everyone just stops and looks at her. And Portia goes, did you say their nose? She's like, yeah. Uh-oh. Not going to give away my secrets.
Portia goes, how big is your vagina? The sad news is that Whitney probably thinks a nose is a completely different body part. So Marisol's like, wow, I've seen that in the movies. It's like porn. I love watching porn. I like watching porn. So Whitney's like, I promised Justin I'd have boundaries today.
Why? You don't want him to get fired from the carpool lane? Be quiet. You're fucking nose fucking. Give me a
break. Fired from nothing. So yeah. Alexia's like, okay, oh, well, what do you think is more important? The size of the ship or the emotion of the ocean? So Giselle's like, well, if it's not a two-hander, goodbye, yeah. And then
Portia gives a realer answer. She's like, it depends on how big his belly is. And then Heather's like, well, that would scare the hell out of me. I had a two-hander once, and there wasn't a time he didn't come out of the bathroom that I wasn't terrified. And they're like, what? You're scared of big dicks? And she goes, yeah. And they start laughing at her.
She's like, I think most people would be. I think it's a normal human reaction to something that will impale them. So Portia's like, hot Heather will break a big D. Twist it right off. So Whitney's like, this is who I am. I'm a sexual being. Season 2,
I saved the craziest thing on Housewives for this moment, guys. Listen up. I did Love is Art, which is not really a thing, but I say it like it's a thing with my man. And like we put paint on a canvas and then we had sex on it and it became a painting. Marisol goes, wow, did you hang that up in the kids' room?
One of the biggest consequences of the show happened. My husband lost his job. And when he told me he lost his job, I was going to quit the same day.
And they were like, why would you do that? And that's two people who don't have a job and then a sperm painting in your kids' room. Well, where's that going to lead to?
I was done. But my husband looked at me and said, you told me 5 years ago that you're going to retire my ass. So you're going to retire my ass. He said, do I take my wife's power and tell her she can't get a job? Or do I stay home and work on my nose muscles so I can keep her happy until I retire?
Oh, well, you know, you better keep your man in that job. Like, he's a keeper. He's a real keeper from everything I've seen. And I can only imagine how handsome he is.
And Marisol's like, yeah, well, I did see that scene you're talking about. She's, it was cringy, I know. And Portia's like, yeah, I mean, that happens a lot on camera, you know? Like, whenever you're, like, trying to give him a nasty dance or get him in the bathtub, and then they show Adriana, I forgot, in, like, season one or two, giving the sexy dance to Frederick. And yes. Then Tamara in the bathtub.
Never
with
forget
Eddie.
That. Ugh. And then there was, like, Teresa and Joe Giudice, which I had forgotten, which was awkward. I was fully preparing for Ramona oiling up Mario's. Like, I was surprised it wasn't in there.
The Ramona massage for Mario is one terrible. Of the tops. Yeah.
So Portia's like, yeah, those never come off the right way. And Whitney's like, my point is the following. I blew my life up over that moment and it impacted our family in a negative way. And however, already this year, I've made more than he did last year. Like when he was fired. That makes sense.
The year he was unemployed. No, I mean, I get what she means, but Housewives does not last forever. You know what I mean? I'm assuming she's including Housewives money. So this whole, like, Justin is just going to retire now because you're, like, doing good on Housewives. No. Get Justin's ass up and get him to work. I know that there's more work in Salt Lake City for Justin to do, okay? Justin's life is not ruined because you all did some Love is Art bullshit and slapped each other's butts on camera. So get Justin to work.
Yeah, well, you know what? His life's work is far from over. That's what we know. So now, guess what? Here come the pole dancing instructors, because pole dancing, it's Whitney. So they go out to, like, the living room, and there's a pole, and then people are doing lessons, and Giselle's swirling around, and then Marisol gets on there. She's like, hold on, I have a very bad patella. Be careful with me. You know, this is my first time on a pole, because I ain't no hoe. I would like to mash the pole, because I want to be a hoe.
Yeah, and she picks up all the dollars on her term, and she's like, let me tell you something. My mother was a refugee and never left a dollar on the floor. She worked over. She said, pick up every dollar. We're not rich. We're refugees. I was like, could you leave Mama Elsa alone? Just leave her alone. Why you got to bring her into the pole dancing scene? Let the woman be.
Oh, I feel like Mama Elsa would love the pole dancing. Oh, yes. I haven't done
She'd
my mom.
She'd be the
Elsa
best
like
at it, probably.
She would love it.
I love Mama Elsa.
So Alexia, she's like, oh, well, you know, Whitney was living her best life, but all I could think about was her kids. I love when Alexia suddenly becomes so prudish. She's a hilarious prude on this show because, you know, on Miami, she's not a prude at all. I mean, her tatas, as we mentioned, her tatas were out, and God bless. Put your tatas out.
It's like, something it's about specifically it. about Whitney that's bugging her. She's like really bothered. And I think it's because she does see a different version of Whitney in her. She sees a different version of herself. It's like, here's this young blonde girl doing pole dancing, talking about tantric shit, you know? Because earlier in the episode, Alexia was the one who's like, oh yeah, you know what? We need dick, all of us, because we're like, we're starving for dick now. Because like right now, like we're in a different country. We don't have access to dick. That's what we need. Tell Pepsi to get that. Put that on his shopping list, dick. Okay?
And then she goes, oh, but thank God Justin already got fired.
Yeah. And then Whitney, of course, ends, of course, because she does pole dancing because she wants to show off that she's a good pole dancer, right? So she does like the full pole dancing spinning thing and then splits, ends up with splits on the ground. And they have to what do you call it, blur out her lady parts and stuff.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And Alex just cuts to Alexi like, oh, no. And then Whitney and Candace are talking and taking shots together. And they decide to go smoke blunts together.
Yeah. And they're getting stoned. And then Whitney's like, oh, my God, I just took a breath of marijuana. And now I'm so stoned. Oh, what day is it today? And Candace is like, Wednesday, Sunday, I don't know. So Whitney's like, I'm hungry now. I want a chicken burrito with mild sauce. That's what I want, because I've got the munchies. Candace is like, it doesn't work that quickly. It's like you only just started.
And so we see her just go into the kitchen and eat all of the KFC that they just brought in for Portia. She just starts eating it. Then she takes it and she like stumbles out to the pool and tries to get on a pool floaty and then just falls over.
I'll be interested to see if her eating Portia's KFC is going to come back to haunt her. But I guess we have only one more episode left to find out if it will. So anyway.
Time will tell.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch a bunch of you all in Toronto and Philly later this week. And until then, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.